Good afternoon, everyone. This is Liz Lindsay. This is the Mystery Book Discussion Group. And today we are discussing Swamp Sweets by Jenna De Leon. It's one of the Misfortune mystery series. And I have quite, okay, I want to make an announcement before we get into the character list. Coming in December, we are going to meet on Friday the 22nd at 8 p.m. And that's because Christmas Eve is on Sunday. So we thought probably we wouldn't get a very good turnout. But so if you're listening to this on podcast or if you're attending the meeting today, make a note that we will be meeting on Friday just for December. And then January, we'll be back at our regular time.
And give us the date, please, too.
The 22nd.
I mean, today's date.
Oh, I'm sorry. Today is the 26th, I believe.
26th.
Of November, 2023.
Of November,
thanks.
Did I say? Okay.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah. I was so wanting to get to the December announcement just to let people know. Anyway, so I have quite a character list for this book. I have listed 20 characters, and I've probably not gotten them all. Hmm. So we're going to go through these quickly. Okay. So we have Fortune Redding, who is the protagonist of the series, and she owns her own detective agency. Then we have Carter, who is Fortune's love interest and also the sheriff of the town. And we have Idabel and Gertie, who work with Fortune solving all of her crimes, and the three of them together are quite hysterical. We have Walter, who is Ida Bell's husband, and he owns the general store. We have Francis, who is Gertie's parrot, and Godzilla, who is Gertie's pet alligator. Okay. Then we have Allie, who's Fortune's best friend and also the town baker, and she's just recently purchased the old dry cleaning business and is revamping it into a bakery for the town. Then we have Celia, who is Allie's aunt and also the town pariah. I thought it would be nicer than saying the town bitch, but, you know, nobody likes Miss Celia. Then we have Miles. Miles sold the dry cleaner to Allie, and his body was the one that was discovered at the bottom of the bayou by Gertie and Fortune and Idabel. We have Emmeline, who is Carter's mom. Ronald, who is Fortune's flamboyant neighbor and always wants to make sure she's clean and presentable. Kara, who is the town realtor, and also she was an early rival for Carter with Fortune. So there's a little tension there. We have Dirk, who is he handles the commercial businesses in Sinful. And we have Scooter, who is the mechanic, and he's got a crush on Allie, and he's the one that sends Timmy to watch over Allie while she was at Fortune's and nearly got him killed. And we have Manny, who is the security expert, who is attracted to Allie, and also she's attracted to him. Then we have Jasper, who owned the dry cleaner before it was sold to Miles. And then we have Bart Benoit, who I think he was presumed dead, but he has really, I can't remember now if it was the FBI or the CIA that he's now an agent for.
FBI.
Yeah. Okay, I did get that right. So he's back in town. His mother is Dinah, and she actually turns out to be behind a lot of the crime in the town. Then there were two fairly minor characters, but they were of important because they really helped provide some information about Miles. Sharon, who is the nurse. And then Spice, I liked Spice, the professional woman. Who knows? Are there any others that you feel like should be mentioned here?
No, I thought that was a pretty complete list.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, good job.
Okay, there were a lot of people there. So
Yeah.
anyway, we're gonna go around. We'll go around, and then I'll go last. So I will call on people. I think Servo, you're first. So please,
Wonderful.
sorry.
I have to tell you, I am very glad that you picked this book because I enjoyed it. And Alan, I'm sure you're going to have a comment on this. The minute I started listening to it and it said it was part of a series, I had to go back and start with book one. My only regret is that I was in the middle of another detective series. And so I decided to finish two books in that before I started because I am now one book and a half away from completing my entire journey to Swamp Suites, although I did finish Swamp
Wow.
Suites. And I think that
Wow.
was up
Okay.
to
Wow.
21 books because I think this is the
Oh,
23rd.
jeez.
And they were
It's
all enjoyable. I will tell you, it is the reason I have been functioning on 4 hours of sleep for the last 3 weeks.
Oh,
A lot
dear.
of caffeine, but I have enjoyed all of them.
Oh,
This
good.
particular book was, in line with the others. I will tell you, I was at a point before I read Swamp Seeds, just to be ready for this call, where Ida Bell and Walter were still in their courtship. So I found out that A, Allie's mother had died in one of the book right before, and
Yeah.
Walter and Ida Bell had gotten married about 3 books before that. So those were kind of nice surprises for me. I did like this plot. I think that Agent Benoit actually being an FBI agent and not dead was wonderful. The fact that Dinah, the Mommy Dearest character, was the villain was a shock to me because I didn't I had a lot of suspects and I never thought she was the one. So all in all, it was a very enjoyable book. I have to tell you, I have such a crush on Fortune. I really wish I'd met a woman like
Oh.
that. I mean, I would advise anybody who liked this to also go back and read the other ones because she was actually quite tame in this one. In the other ones, she's even
Oh,
more.
yeah.
One of them called her L the Lara Croft of the Bayou, and she really is. I mean, she's amazing. As is Gertie and Ida Bell. I really like that there are two women in their 70s who are so spirited and spunky and not afraid of anything. I love that. And if people did like this book, I have another recommendation if we ever want to consider one in the future along the same lines, but different enough so I think it would be enjoyable. And that's all I had to say about it. Well, actually, that's not all I
Oh,
had to say about it, but I think it's time I should let somebody else speak.
Well, I am really glad you enjoy the series. I've read several in this series myself, and I hadn't been back to it for a while because, well, we've got five or six books that we're always reading. So I got back to it with this one, but yeah, I really enjoy this series too. They're just a lot of fun. I was sorry, I missed the book where Marge died though, because Marge was a part of the original Sinful Ladies, and
Oh, it's the very first one. Fortune comes to New Orleans after, I'm sorry, not New Orleans, it's Sinful after Marge dies. That's her cover.
Oh,
She
okay, that's
came
right.
because Marge is the aunt,
And
the
right,
great aunt
gotcha.
of
Yeah.
the FBI CIA director's niece. And that was why she had the perfect cover to come to Sinful with the whole backstory already made for her.
Right, thank you. It's been a long time since I read that. Yeah, we also read the very first in the series several years ago when Ann Parsons was still facilitating this group. So that's who introduced me to the series. Okay, so we will move right along here. Alan, we'll let you go next.
Well, I'm not going to be quite as po positive as Subra was, but I thoroughly enjoyed the first book in this series, and I've only read the two of them, the first one and this one. And what I liked better about that one, I guess, was the fact that it introduced the whole setting and stuff, and it didn't seem to be quite as I hate to use this word, and forgive me, Jen, if I'm stealing your word, slapstickish. I mean that, humor is so it's so subjective, and I like it better maybe when it's a little bit more subtle. I mean, I like Gertie okay, but I wish she would scale back some of the scenes with Gertie. They get a little over the top, I think. But
Oh, you're absolutely right. Gertie was more tame at the beginning.
right, and
Yep.
it's And I'll be honest with you, I got a little confused toward in this thing. It seemed like, I mean, I know they're watching. I really criticized my own book in Worlds of Books this past week because it was seemed like it got overly complicated. This one seemed like the storyline got a little. I don't know. At the end, when they're trying to say, yeah, that she did this to that, and a lot of it's being relayed secondhand. I got a little lost and stuff, but I hope nobody is a huge fan of Kristen Allison. I just think they could find a better reader than her for these books. But my opinion and all that jazz and stuff. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I read it. I finished it and stuff. And my one takeaway is I didn't know people refer to New Orleans, Louisiana as NOLA, but I see where that came from, NOLA. So we always just call it Nolens. I'm glad we read this and thanks. So I'll let somebody else go. Oh,
sure. Okay. Patricia DuValle.
Hello. Yes, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I really just enjoyed the humor and all the different things they got into, and the whole thing with Spice that was very entertaining, I thought too. I didn't see that coming about Dinah being, being as bad as she was and the criminal that she was. But I did enjoy it a lot.
Oh, good. Is Tom there with you?
Yeah. I liked it. I liked the comedy of it. I got a little lost in the plot, though. The funny part of them trying to get the turkey really is, I think, the funniest part, I think.
The turkey hunting?
The turkey hunt, yeah. And trying to, get the turkeys into the boat. And I think that some of this was really, I don't know, not... I don't think it would happen that way. I don't think you could throw something in a boat, a small boat like that. I'll tip it over sinking. But overall, I enjoyed it. I liked it. It was light, not really, I don't know, let's say complicated. Or most of it wasn't that complicated, so. So I did like it.
Good. Glad to hear it. Shelly.
Okay, can y'all hear me?
We can.
Yes.
Good. All right. Well, I really enjoyed this book, actually. I thought it was extremely funny. I cracked up most nights that I read it. I couldn't put it down. I'd say my favorite character would be the troublesome twosome, the Gertie and Idabel and Fortune. I like how they all work together. They always had some something going on to be a little bit over the top, which, a lot of things can be over the top, but I just thought, the finding that they were hunting, and the hunting thing was hysterical. And when they pulled the big turkey up, and then they dropped the turkey, and Fortune had to go in and get it, and then she pulled up the body. That wasn't too funny, but just the whole thing that what they were doing. And then I really liked the Spice part when they brought her into it, and how Fortune and her friends really helped her get out of what she was doing, and that they got her into an apartment. She's going to nursing school now. I liked Allie too. Allie was one of my favorites as well. I think she makes the book as well, with the things she staying at Fortune's house and helping out, making all the food. And, I think that bakery will be very successful. I haven't read any of the other books, but, I think it will be very successful. I really can't say a bad thing about it. I actually do like Kristen Allison. She's not my favorite reader, but you know, I've read a lot of books that she's read, and I don't, you know, it doesn't bother me about her. But I'd have to, you know, this was really good. I'd have to give this like a 4 out of 5. And the only question I have is, since I started this at this book, do you think I need to go back to all the other ones, or can I stay, like, move forward? What would you suggest?
No, you don't have, they're kind of written as standalones. I mean, they give you enough background information so that you know who these people are. But,
okay,
you know, if you've got time, I would encourage you to go back and read some of the early ones, because they are funny.
All right, I will. You know, I've just got so many with the other clubs that I want to get done.
I know.
Yeah, I know. If I ever have some time, though, I'm definitely going to do it. Yeah, I'll keep on. Thank you.
Yeah.
So many books, so little time.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But thank you, Liz. This is a great recommendation.
Oh, good. Good. Glad you enjoyed it. Jana Latrell.
Okay. I thought this book was okay. My opinion is very similar to Alan. The plot was fine. I did not suspect that Dinah was so involved in being a robber and a killer and all that. So mysteries are supposed to surprise you, and it did do that. The people and the setting I thought were very colorful. I did like the setting. I like things that take place in the South and on marshes and swamps and stuff, because of there's so much rich life in those areas. But the people were a little bit too colorful for me. Gertie was just really over the top. And I thought it really detracted from the book after a while. I don't like slapstick humor. I don't think it's funny. I think it's stupid. So, so that was the one thing that really detracted from the book. But again, I thought that the plot was a good plot. So that's about all I have to say.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jana. Marsha Moses.
Well, this is, the first time I've ever even heard of this series. So it was very helpful that they threw in at the beginning of the book, you know, the background of the characters. And they mentioned, you know, that Marge had died. I don't know, you know, 21 books, that's a lot of books. I don't know if I'm going to pursue this from the beginning, but it's a thought. I mean, they're there in case I decide I want to read them, but I did enjoy the book. Gertie is a bit over the top. I mean, how can one person get into so many debacles, you know? it's a good read. I'm definitely going to finish it, especially now that I know that Dinah is behind a lot of this stuff. I can't wait to find out how they determine that fact. So, I probably won't be reading it tonight. I'm going to go to the ACB holiday auction after this. So, it'll be done probably within the next day or so. But thanks a lot, Liz. This was a definitely good book. Thank you.
Where did y'all say this one comes in the series?
21.
Is it 21?
I thought it was
like
23.
Pardon?
Okay. Toward the end. Okay, the end somewhere.
Oh,
okay,
I thought you wanted to know what number in the series.
Yeah, that was what I was asking.
Yeah, it's 23, because there's two
23. Where did I get 21? I don't know.
Well, I probably because somebody said there's 23 in all, and there's two after it. That would make it 21, but I don't know. So,
now I'm confused. But
it's toward the end.
I think one of the dangers when you get into series like this one and like the Stephanie Plum series is when you're getting into the, you know, double digits, the plot can get a little, I mean, it can get a little old after a while.
Yes.
No, that's absolutely true.
Yeah. So that is the danger, to keep them fresh and to keep them interesting when you've got so many in the series. But anyway, I'm glad that it's written as basically you know you can read them as standalone, so you don't have to read them sequentially, because they're just kind of fun to visit every now and then, you know. Okay, so Area code 623.
That's me.
Joni.
Yeah, good, Joni.
Yeah. Well, it's so weird because I remember, well, I didn't remember the book at all, the whole series at all, until Alan gave me the right title, and I couldn't get it right. But I remember when we read the first book with Anne Parsons, and
obviously in a long shot.
It was a long time ago. So then I wanted to read another book in the series, and I think I read Swamp Sweeps again. Well, you know, for now. So anyway, I thought it was, well, it made me laugh a lot. My favorite character was that parrot. I just the sirens and of course Celia, so awful. But what happened was that I got very confused in the end with people that were real, Jasper and I think his name was Jasper Como, but then his name was different.
Cummings,
And then I was very shocked that it was Dinah. That was in back of all the things that happened. I liked Allie. Yeah, Gertie was a little over the top. But I also thought, I guess I was in the mood to laugh because I've been so sick. And I just love the humor.
Mm.
And I really enjoyed the book. I don't know if I'll read any more because who knows, maybe I read some and I don't remember the big ads. So anyway, but I enjoyed it, Liz, and thank you.
Oh, sure. Okay. 215.
That's me, Sally.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed it. I hadn't heard of this series before. And when I started it, I would have liked a little more background in the very beginning because I kept wondering, who are these people and why are they all here together? But then things fell into place the further you read. I thought it was funny. I thought the ending was good. I hadn't guessed it at all. And I think the son coming back still alive as an FBI agent was very good. I don't know that I'd read any more, but it was light, it was funny, and I like the parrot too. So that's all I have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you. 951?
Nancy.
Is that Nancy?
Hi, it's Nancy Unger.
Hi, Nancy.
I was reading three books at one time. I just didn't get a chance to read it, but don't worry about what you say about it. I want to hear what the next book is, and I'll start the series eventually when I have a couple minutes, a few minutes rather. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's it on our list. So I enjoyed this book. You know, I agree. It's a little Gertie was getting a little bit slapstick, and I'm not generally a fan of slapstick either. I can't imagine all this food she kept pulling out of her shirt. That was like,
that's funny. Like, yuck. I would not want to eat any of those grapes from where they came from.
A shrimp po' boy? I mean, come on.
Yeah, really.
Pull a sandwich out of your shirt, you know? So yeah, I agree with you on that. Gertie could tone it down a little bit. And I was totally shocked with Dinah. I had no clue that was coming. But I enjoyed it. It occurred to me that really there was nothing Thanksgiving-y about this book except for the fact that they were on a turkey hunt. But after they left the swamp, there was nothing about Thanksgiving mentioned. So I was a little disappointed about that, but not too bad, not too terribly. So yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoy these books, and every now and then, like I said, I go back and read them just to kind of visit Sinful because I do like the characters.
Can I make another
yeah,
comment?
Yeah, of course.
So, I forgot to mention this, but I used to go to a dentist in Memphis when I lived there, and he was a hunter. And just for those who don't know anything about hunting, like me, since I'm not a hunter, he said wild turkeys are one of the most difficult things in the world to hunt. So they aren't easy game. But I thought the scene with the wild turkey guy, that was one of them that I thought was a little too. I could have done without all the pooping inside the house and stuff.
But that's what they do, I get, you know?
They're nasty.
I'm sure, but that one. But my favorite character was Allie and Allie's cooking, I think, though. So, yeah, that's what I want some of. Yeah, so.
I want some of those chocolate chip cookies right
now. That's what I'm talking about.
These books make me hungry like you wouldn't.
But you know what?
What?
The only time I ever thought chocolate chip cookies would go good with beer was when I was in high school. I just can't. Every time they sat down with a plate of Allie's cookies, I opened a can of beer.
I thought of my husband
because my husband loved chocolate chip cookies and beer. Not me.
I guess it's an acquired taste.
No, you don't. Well,
yeah,
he didn't have to acquire it.
it's either cold milk or coffee, you know?
Oh, coffee.
I have two very quick comments if everyone else is done.
Sure.
It's actually, I just counted, it's a 25 book series, and this is book 21.
I did get it right.
Yes. And I'm not surprised that sometimes the plot is very slapsticky. As I was counting, she has written between 2 and 3 books in this series a year.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Gee whiz. She must have James Patterson helping her with those.
She has a whole website.
When was the first book published?
When was the first book published? 2012.
Early 2000s.
Oh my goodness.
2012. Wow. In 13 years.
Yeah, guys, it's got to be at least 2 a year because 11 years ago.
Yeah, wow, no wonder.
Exactly.
Good math skills, Shelley. Good math skills. Yeah.
Thank you. Not really, but yeah.
Well, yeah. If the first one was 2012, yeah, that does definitely make sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Subra, what was your other comment? You had two.
That was the second comment. 2 to 3 books, and that it's book 21 in a 5 book series.
Okay. Nice. Now I have a question. What is slapstick humor? I don't know that. Like, what is?
Slapstick is like Three Stooges. Very physical humor. Over the top. You know, the things that are happening, crazy stuff, like the Three Stooges humor.
Acting dumb. Okay. Yeah. I get you. Okay. Yeah. Kind of like stuff in Plum.
Yeah.
It's really done nowadays, actually.
Really?
It's not really, I mean, I don't know if it's really being done the way Abbott and Costello, Laurel and Hardy, and
not so much anymore. Yeah. Jim Carrey did a lot of slapstick. I mean, he did physicality stuff.
Yes.
Oh, he was funny. I like Jim Carrey.
Like I said, I'm not a huge fan of it. But
He was good in The Mask, though, baby. I love that movie. So.
Oh, he was. Oh, yeah.
That's a classic. That was very good.
Yeah. And Cameron Diaz doesn't have anything to do with the fact that I like that one either. So, but whatever, that's another topic altogether. So anyway,
yep.
Okay. Well, if are there any more comments, I can go on to our next book. Okay, so for December, we're going to read Six Cats a Slaying. It's in the Cat in the Stack series. I've read it. It's one of my favorite Christmas books. It's just really heartwarming. And of course there is a murder in it, and there's another mystery that tugs at your heartstrings a bit too. So there are some mysteries there. These books are written by Miranda James, and it's set in Athens.
Would you say the title again, Liz?
Pardon?
Would you say the title again, please? I didn't get it.
Yes, Six Cats A-Slaying.
I think
Christmas
sleigh, though, right?
What? Yes.
Instead of the six
of them, did you say S-L-E-I-G-H, right?
That's right.
Did you say six cats a-playing?
No, six cats a-slaying.
Cats like meow meow.
Okay, and the DB number on this is 94705.
How long is it, Liz? Do you know?
It's 8 hours, a little bit longer than 8 hours. It's not terribly long. And I have read every single book in this series, and I love them all. So,
did you say 94705?
94705. Yes.
I got a different book coming up with that. Maybe I just put it in.
Oh. No,
wait,
maybe
is it 94785? Did you say?
That's not correct. That number's not right, Liz.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
That's, I got Bird with that.
Max and Bird.
That's what I got.
94705.
I'm sorry, guys.
Hang on a second. Give me this. Six Cats A-Slaying. Is that what you said the name of it is?
Yeah. If you type in six cats, it'll come up.
Is it six is spelled out?
Yes.
It's called Six Cats a slaying, isn't it?
Right. Yes. Hang on, Nancy. We'll get y'all all the details. Let me look it up first. And y'all are going to have to just deal with my confusion speaking. Okay.
I have a hard time
Liz, is this the first one in the series?
No, I have.
Oh, no.
Okay. But we'll be okay, right?
I think it's the 10th one in the series.
It's 940075.
Yeah, that's right. Subro's got it right. 94075.
94075.
And it, what did I
six
say?
Cats.
94075. You said 94705. You transpose the zero and the seven.
Couple of digits.
Okay.
I found six cats of a slaying, like CAT, like the animal. Six cats of a slaying.
That's it.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you very kindly. I have a hard time hearing sometimes. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, it's slaying like killing, and it's apostrophe.
Right. It's killing, slaying. Slaying with an IN. Slaying. Yeah.
An IN and an apostrophe at the end. IN apostrophe, slaying.
Yeah,
and exactly. It's by Miranda James. Miranda is that James. The author? Miranda
yes.
James. 8 hours, 42 minutes. Shelley, okay. Let's see.
Okay,
so almost 2 hours.
Is that on Christmas Eve, the 24th? Christmas Eve?
No,
December 22nd.
The 22nd.
Oh my goodness.
At 8 p.m.
We're meeting on Friday.
Hey, y'all,
Y'all
let Liz talk. Yeah.
Okay.
We're meeting on Friday in just for December because of the Christmas Eve thing. So it's Friday the 22nd at 8 p.m.
Oh, thank you
Did
very
you get
much.
That, Nancy?
Friday the 22nd at 8 p.m.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll be sending the newswire out in a day or two.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, I've already gotten the newswire to Alan, so you will be getting it this week. I've gotten it. I'm trying to get my stuff back together again and get things done, but so I had a little...
Honestly, if you have three or four books to read, I find so many of my other things are just moved to the wayside while I read books. It's really...
Well, that's what you gotta do.
Yeah, it's amazing the things you can put off to read a book. Yes. The mopping can be done tomorrow. I don't have to dust today, really.
No, right. That's right.
It can wait.
Yeah.
Oh, and the narrator's Aaron Bennett. Anybody's interested in that? So.
Hey, I haven't heard of her. Is it a guy or a girl?
No, it's a woman.
It's a woman. E-R-I-N. I hope that's still female. Yeah, I hope that's still female. Yeah.
I've not heard her do anything else, but she does all of the Cat in the Stacks books.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Good. I've been wanting to read these.
Oh, good. Yeah. And this should tell us, Liz, we shouldn't have a problem, right? Like coming in late.
Exactly. Again, it's another I don't generally get involved with series that you have to read sequentially. Like Outlander is the only one that I've done, and you really have to read that one sequentially.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't like that either. Yeah, no.
And well, you need a whole year to read all those too, aren't they? All about 36 hours.
Sure. They're like 40 hours. I'm still working on the last one, and I've had it for, you know, I got it right when it came out. But I think I'm just done with the series.
And where did you say this one falls in this series? Is this like toward the end of it?
It's toward the middle of it.
Toward the middle? Okay, good enough. All right.
Yeah. I should have gotten you all the information.
But I know. No. Good enough.
Yeah.
Good enough.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I think it's 7. I was muted. But I think it. I just added it to my wish list, and I believe it was in the 7th. The 7th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and there's like 14 or 15 of them now, I think.
Well, good. Thank you for picking a Christmas book. That's nice. It'll be nice.
Yeah. Just to give you fair warning, we're going to ramp it up again in January. So.
Oh, good.
With another thriller. So.
Can't have too many thrillers.
Yeah, no.
That's right.
Do you want to tell us what you're doing in December?
If I could remember what the title of it was, I would be happy to tell y'all.
The Long Flight Home.
The Long Flight
Home. Yeah, thank you, Shelly.
Alan Ladd.
What's the book number? When are we meeting? So,
I don't know. I know we're meeting December 19th.
December 19th. That's right. The third Tuesday of the month at 9 p.m. Eastern. For those that I make y'all stay up an extra hour. So
I like the 9 o'clock. Please keep it there.
But anyway.
Wait a minute. Is the the 22nd? Is that the fourth Tuesday, Friday?
That's a Friday.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the fourth Friday.
You'll be okay because
Novel Ideas is the 15th. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff together there.
Long Flight Home is DB107428.
Oh, good job,
Jim. I'll put y'all all your checks in the mail for bailing me out on this. Thank you. If the checks aren't signed, though, don't worry about them. They'll still clear.
They're made of rubber. They are made of rubber, though.
None of my checks ever bounce. I beg your pardon.
Returning them will be easy. Just bounce them back.
Yes, right.
Anyway, Jody, do you want to... remind people about Banquet of Books?
The banquet takes place on the December
10th.
Thank you. Yeah, and everybody's welcome at the banquet.
Right. Just bring your own books.
I hope that I should be home by then because I did not
go away.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. We all hope that. Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes. You're in my prayers, Joni.
Yes.
Every day.
And Shelly, you get to have one of Allie's chocolate chip cookies for coming up with all these dates and numbers and stuff.
Oh, sure. So, I always keep them in my head because I've got so many meetings I want to make sure I come to because I'm reading all the books, so I don't want to miss out.
No, that's impressive. I have to look at my calendar to get any of these dates straight. And by the way, I love how Banquet Books is BYOB, but it's Bring Your Own Books.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
That's right.
Yes.
Cool.
I love it too. I guess I wouldn't be doing it if I've been doing it for a very long time. And I'm just frustrated now that I, here in this hospital, they don't have Wi-Fi or internet for the patients. So really? I never downloaded this. Cats. So I have to wait till I get home. I was supposed to go home yesterday.
Isn't that against the Geneva Convention? No Wi-Fi for patients?
I would think so. My goodness.
Yeah.
So what are they? You almost went home yesterday, but do they have any
idea? I almost
idea?
Went home yesterday, and then I had some issues that came up. And things weren't working right, so I'm here, and I don't know when I'll be going home.
Do they have Nurse Ratched in charge there?
Oh, dear.
Nurse Ratched.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, what? Is Nurse Ratched in charge there?
One
you remember Nurse Ratched from one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a very wicked nurse in the movie.
She flew over
the cuckoo's nest. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, everybody here.
Anything worse than being in the hospital and just being bored.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with no internet.
Yeah.
Especially.
Well, I have a lot of books. I brought two of my three Victors here, and I have a lot of books downloaded, but.
Just can't get any new ones.
And I knew, I had a feeling, well, I like to download the books when we first are told what they are. If I can remember them and the number, and I call Alan and he tells me, and I just couldn't get Sweets straight. I just couldn't get it. And then, so now I have to wait till I get home to download Six cats.
Well, you know, Joni, I have a thought. If you've got more than one stream, you could let. Well, no, that wouldn't work. Never mind. I was gonna say you could take it, give Judy a stream, and tell her what the book is, and she could download it and bring it back to you.
Well, hopefully, it'll be out this week sometime, Joni.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, guys, I got to go. I've got a ride on it. If y'all
yes,
want to keep
I got
talking,
a game I got to get to, but thank you, Liz.
I can make somebody
take
else
care,
host
everybody.
If y'all want to stay and talk.
Yeah, it's okay. We got
to yeah, I'm going to get ready for those ABC auctions.
Okay.
Take care, everybody.
All right.
Bye.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving leftovers.
Take care, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
All right.